The unofficial star of the press conference was Californian Chloe Kim. Last year at 13, she was the youngest athlete ever to win an X Games medal. This weekend, she's ready to snag another silver or better.
I mean, all of this is kind of overwhelming because I'm so new to it and I have no idea what's going on. So, I mean, it's cool.
Kim will be competing in snowboard superpipe. She describes her main competitor this way.
I love Kelly. Like, she doesn't scare me. Like, so, yeah. Like, Kelly's not scary at all. She's, like, awesome.
That snowboarder, Kelly Clark, the most decorated female in X Games history. The more official star yesterday was longtime competitor and one-time Wonder Boy, Sean White. He had a disappointing finish at the Olympics last year. A reporter asked yesterday, with a noisy heater in the background, if White considers himself a favorite.
I don't know. I mean, I always carry a certain expectation in my mind at any event, so... You know, that's never changed. I mean, I show up, I want to do the best I can.
White has never lost at the X Games. He bailed on the event last year to prepare for the Sochi Olympics, where things went badly. In recent years, he's been trying to remain relevant in an increasingly daring and challenging sport. This year, the X Games has a wider array of adaptive events where competitors with disabilities compete at a high level. Longtime athlete Mike Schultz is competing in snowboarder cross adaptive. Like the able-bodied version, he'll be in a field of competitors flying downhill at the same time, jockeying for the finish.
It gets kind of scary sometimes when I come in too hot into a corner or into a feature. And just a couple weeks ago at the World Cup here at Snowmass in training, I come through this S corner over a roller and I just got a little off balance and I caught my heel edge at full speed.
The Minnesota resident describes what that moment was like with a specially engineered prosthetic leg.
If I had my regular legs, I could have unloaded my lead foot and picked the edge up and just slid out of it, but I'm kind of along for the ride sometimes, so that's the biggest challenge of it.
This is the first year adaptive snowboarder cross will have medals, after being a demonstration event before. Schultz will also compete in snowmobile snowcross adaptive. The third adaptive event is mono skier cross. The competitors are amputees, have spinal cord injuries, or are visually impaired. Mono skier cross returns after several years away. Some athletes made a tough choice to compete in this year's games. The International Ski Federation Freestyle Ski and Snowboard World Championships in Austria are also this weekend. That tough decision was most acute for free skier David Wise.
It was an interesting place for me to be in this year, being the defending, not only the defending world champion, but also the defending X Games champion.
The Reno athlete wrote about the conundrum in a lengthy blog post.
So when it really came down to it, we had to make the decision as athletes, what's more important to us? And I can honestly say that I believe that our sport is where it is today because of the X Games. The fact that we've been able to, you know, nobody would even know what ski halfpipe was if there wasn't an X Games, because it puts us in front of the masses.
An event not in the Games lineup this year is snowmobile freestyle. Athlete Caleb Moore crashed and later died in that event 2 years ago. His brother, Colton Moore, won the gold last year. In its place, the X Games will this weekend feature snowmobile speed and style, a combination freestyle and racing competition. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.